Let's talk about inflation, even though none of us really want to. But it's important to understand what's going on. Mark Hamrick from Bankrate, Washington Bureau Chief. Mark, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm well, John. I was just thinking about this concept that some people are talking about package shrinkage to keep the same price. So it's hotel room shrinkflation. How about that?
That's good. Mark, you're good at this. All right, so the number came out yesterday, and I just watched the futures, which were optimistic, and after a little rally, just plummet when the number came out. And when you dive into it, there are a few things you can hang your hat on, but there were a lot more disappointments than there were thumbs up. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
If you have a very tiny hat, then you can hang it on that. Otherwise, it's the hat rack's going to fall over. But no, there really has been no pleasant takeaways with respect to the inflation news we've been getting. There is the threat, of course, of gasoline prices falling from their peak. So like saying we're taking you from intensive care to recuperate in another room because gasoline prices are still higher than a year ago. And seemingly the price of all other necessities are higher with food at the top of that list. So this is why the stock market has reacted badly. Sometimes investors react irrationally. But in this case, I think it was, without getting into price levels or anything like that, I think it was certainly, an understandable reaction. The Federal Reserve basically saying, listen, we're getting the sledgehammer out and we are going to take rates higher than where market participants had previously believed, and probably going to keep those rates higher for longer.
The one thing that I saw that the food was, again, 0.8% higher than it was the previous month. That's down a little bit. Maybe it's slowing down a bit. And that 0.1% number, I mean, maybe we should just be looking at core, and that's the argument. Because when I look at that 0.1% up, that's not terrible. It was 0.0% the month before. A couple months ago, we were talking about 1.1% increases month to month. This is way less than that. But I guess it is the expectation that, this is mostly gasoline driven.
Well, let's take it back, to the Federal Reserve again, which has said that it is not going to relent from this tightening of monetary policy until it sees clear and convincing evidence that inflation has come down. And unfortunately, we have inflation pressures that are continuing to build. And let us not forget, which is of key interest in a market such as yours, where winter comes, that the outlook for heating fuel this winter is grim. So prices are right now poised to be substantially higher. So people aren't really prepared for that, I don't think. And it's going to be a difficult situation. On the food piece, I think one of the real the wake-up calls within this report is the CPI's, the Consumer Price Index's food component, was up 11.4% over the past year, which marks the biggest 12-month increase since 1979. So, we've had 40-year highs on inflation broadly. People have gotten some relief at the gasoline pump, and now they're getting hammered even worse at the grocery store.
Mark, is your worry that we haven't seen peak inflation, or is your worry that even if we have seen it, that it's going to be a real, it just could linger a lot longer, this pipe dream that we're going to get down to 2 or 3% maybe within the next 6 months is not going to happen? Or I guess could we be concerned about either one of those things being true?
Well, I was going to say, I'm a multifaceted worrier, right? And so
that's a good way to put that,
On a good day, I might try to check a box off and say, let's put that one aside for a while. But we don't know what this winter is going to be like, and we don't know about geopolitical tensions, and we're talking about the possibility of a rail strike here, for crying out loud. So it just feels like piling on at this point. And it may well be, just to try to take a somewhat more optimistic stance, it may well be that the worst of inflation is behind us. But again, it doesn't mean that substantial increases in prices are anything that really make anybody feel tremendously better. And that, takes us back to the fear about a recession between now and the end of next year. It's not a guarantee. It need not be a severe recession. We don't know. But as the Fed basically, signals that it's going to keep restrictive policy in place And without getting too wonky here, as it shrinks its balance sheet down from the high of $9 trillion, for those who watch commentary about the behavior of the bond market, there's a great deal of fear that market could seize up once again, as it did in the early days of the pandemic when the Fed had to ride to the rescue. So, for let's say my mother-in-law or another relative who isn't necessarily trading on this information, I think, consumers have made tremendous adjustments broadly to what they've already experienced with inflation. Our bank rate survey indicated the majority of Americans are really focusing on paying for necessities and reducing their purchase of discretionary items. Another bank rate survey that we just released through my colleague Ted Rossman indicates that the majority of Americans plan to buy fewer things for the holiday season as they try to make these adjustments. And we've also found that people are trying to pay down their credit card debt, are paying down their credit card debt in some cases, and are wisely so trying to save more for emergencies.
If the Fed, well, it's obviously likely the Fed's going to keep on raising rates here, and we don't know where that end target is. I think a lot of people are making hay out of, is it going to be 3/4 or a full point? I think the end number is a really important one, too. Do you think that Americans now have been like, well, we've been through some of these rate hikes here the last couple months. What could be worse? Or is it more so that we actually haven't really felt the pain of the interest hike rate yet, and that lingers well beyond when they get to the peak level that they're going to get to?
Spot on question, John, because it's a little like a football game. It doesn't really matter what the next drive is if you don't score a touchdown, meaning it's where the destination of this so-called terminal rate, or where the Federal Reserve ends up with the rate raising cycle. And there's a fear, and that's again reasonable, that it could be substantially higher than where people had previously thought it would be. And so, at bank rate, I know my colleagues Greg McBride and I and Ted all agree that, it's important for investors, it's important with respect to the day-to-day performance of markets, what the Fed does in the near term, but over the longer term or the intermediate term, it really is more important where it all ends up. If we can get out of this where inflation does cut us a break, where the Fed doesn't have to inflict pain, as Chairman Jerome Powell has said, if we can avoid a substantial increase in the unemployment rate, we'll all say thank you and move about our merry way. But these are among the risks that we do see. And, we now have the bank rate average on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage above 6%. Yeah. And these are some of the highest levels we've seen in many years. And we know that this is inflicting pain already on the housing market, with sales of both new and existing homes down 6 straight months. And we know in many markets, we're seeing some price declines for home prices as well.
Hey, at least the CD rates are finally going up. Just trying to find Mark.
I do appreciate that as well, because whether it's a question that I might have posed to a Federal Reserve chair over the years, since we've been doing that since 2011, I've mentioned any number of different times, sort of, what is your consolation to sometimes the forgotten victims of a low interest rate environment, the unintended consequences of low interest rates, is that savers haven't been richly rewarded. And for those who shop around, one of our bank rate mantras is it pays to shop around for the best rate. You can now find a high yield savings account above 2%, and other yields are sure to follow, particularly in this cycle, if it performs like we think it might.
Mark, it's always great to chat with you.
My pleasure, John. Thanks so much.